And the stage seems set for a new debate about economic enfranchisement in Barbados. Indeed, based on recent comments from economists and former government minister Anthony Wood, who's just resigned from the ruling Barbados Labour Party, he's saying that he wants to lead a national conversation on the role of government under the current Economic Recovery and Transformation Program, better known as BERT. Speaking on Down to Brass Tacks, he's characterized the government's decision to temporarily halt the sale of chicken wings by the BADMC as one example of the challenge and the conflict facing the administration. The suspension was to assist private poultry producers in reducing the glut of their chicken arising from the COVID-19 pandemic. But he was particularly harsh in what he said was a more recent decision by the BADMC to resume the sale of chicken wings, but to increase the price as well.
And I am saying, and I am calling on the leadership of the current administration to roll back that policy of increasing poultry products at chicken wings price at BADMC by 20%, because that is indicative of government being used as an instrument of oppression to the less fortunate. Too many less fortunate households and small business persons who use the sale of chicken wings and other types of meats as an opportunity to feed their families in circumstances where so many people have joined the ranks of the unemployed. And when this happens in economic hard times, where there is a lot of businesses springing up, it's in the sale of food. And you cannot be so oppressive to those people who depend on these things. And it was done as a way, as the Minister Sutherland has said or intimated, in order to level the playing field in favor of big business. And that is why I need to lead a national consultation on certain aspects of governance.
Mr. Wood went on to suggest that something was wrong when Barbadians couldn't get a real reduction in the price of chicken at a time of a glut in the market. However, the CEO of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, had a different view.
For instance, we have smaller growth in this country, which is like that do, say, 500 chickens at a time. Okay? When those smaller growers have to sell a whole bird at less than $15, they are really just, some of them are not even making profits. Right? And I know, too, that, for instance, the small growers in this country, even during this period of COVID, have in some cases have had to cut their prices considerably. Now, bearing that in mind, I think that it is a bit unfair to make an assertion that the industry as a whole has not been trying to get rid of that frozen chicken. Not only that, we have consistently made the point that one of the difficulties that we have is that while the supermarkets might want to sell a frozen wing, which is the only part of the bird frozen that they will want to sell, they do not want to sell the other frozen parts of the bird. Also, too, Mr. Kling, one of the points that you need to recommend, are you saying to me that as Barbadians that we are so limited that the only part of the chicken that we can cook frozen is the wing? Because one of the points I wish to make is this, that there are some people in this country who have an interest, of course, in the promotion of chicken wings as the only part of the chicken that Barbadians can eat. But there's a reason why for that, too. The reason why for that, sir, is because of the fact that they make more money off of that part of the wing than anything else. And we recognize, of course, too, that even from a nutritional point of view, it is the least healthy part of the chicken.
James Paul, today's Nation newspaper, quotes Agriculture Minister Indar Weir as responding by saying that space has to be left for the hundreds of Barbadians who produce poultry as a small business to be in a position to earn revenue, and they cannot be disenfranchised. He added that the small poultry business is one of Barbados' success stories, and to destabilize that would result in significant unemployment. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.